Kia ora tātou. I'm Paul Nees and this is Soundwave. I've been reading a book that I got in a second-hand bookstore. It was released in 2005, I think. It's called Is Jazz Dead or Has It Just Moved to a Different Address? And it makes the case that American jazz music in the early 2000s anyway was past its best and imitative of earlier styles. So I thought to start the show, we'd put today's American jazz music to the test. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The first one is by a band called Black Nile. They're very much an acclaimed Los Angeles-based jazz fusion band and formed by brothers Aaron Shaw on saxophone and winds and Lawrence Shaw on upright and electric bass. They're deeply ingrained in the LA music renaissance scene. So let's have a listen to see how innovative they are. We're going to hear from their brand new album, Indigo Garden, a track called Exposure.
Thank you.
What did you think? They both sounded pretty good to my ear. And the second one was by trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, who also comes from LA. He's released a number of albums. The latest one came out this year, called Our Community Will Not Be Erased. We heard the track Our Mother's Nature. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, we all know Delaney Davidson, a great musician from Canterbury. He's got a new album, and here's a track from it called Baby Heavyweight.
I got some news for you, woman. yesterday. She had the sweet apple in her hand. You know, times are changing, woman. So I took on.
One of the great things about having an interest in music is that you continually make new discoveries. I'd never heard of New Zealand band The Maunga Wekas before until quite recently, and I sought out their album Viaduct Days, which came out in 1982. Where was I when it came out, I asked myself, and listened to it and thought, this is great. I played the opening track to that album, and The Maunga Wekas have The Husband Blues. I've visited again the Waikanae Market and the record stall there and got some bargains from John. Thanks very much, John, for those. One of them was a CD version of reggae artist Dennis Brown's Words of Wisdom album, and I think the CD has been ripped from the vinyl. I'm going to play a track from that called Black Liberation. Listen to this.
Gotta help our brothers one by one, two by two, and our sisters. Oh yeah, now, now see, I'm sure my days will be long and my nights won't be few. Through the visions that's in me, I can see clearly.
Sing your favorite song, darling. We can rock it all night long, darling. 'Cause I've got your love, darling. Love, sweet love, darling. Quiet is the night. Out your life, and I'll sing your favorite song, darling. We can rock it all night long, darling. 'Cause I've got love, darling. Love, sweet love, darling. Strike the hammer. Strike the hammer while iron is hot. Ooh. Strike the hammer while iron is hot. Now open up your heart. Open up your heart. Oh, let love come running in, darling. Love, sweet love, darling.
I was also very pleased to get from John a reasonable LP copy of Johnny Nash's album, Tears on My Pillow. You just heard a Bob Marley song, Mellow Mood, and credited for playing the piano on that album is one Herbie Hancock. So let's hear Herbie with Corinne Bailey-Ray on vocals from his album River, the Joni Letters. It's the title track.
Skate away on. hard to handle. Selfish and I'm sad. Now I'm gonna lose the best baby that I ever had. Ooh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long that I could teach my feet to fly. Lovers do. break your heart like you broke mine. Oh, it seems it's easy to love you. You go to my head, distant wine. All the bitterness it has left me. So don't leave me standing here. I won't be satisfied. Let you come here and stay by my side.
Really, really beautiful. And that was Corinne Bailey-Ray from her solo album, The Heart Speaks in Whispers, from 2016. Boy, is it really 10 years ago already. The song was Hey, I Won't Break Your Heart. And after that, I've just got to play one of my very favourite Neil Young songs.
I was always thinking
maybe, just maybe, after the night your heart's been broken by love, comes the morning after. That was George Duke from his 1992 album Snapshot. Aretha Franklin made a couple of albums with Curtis Mayfield. One was Almighty Fire. And it's not an album that people go to regularly when they're listening to Aretha Franklin, so I thought I'd get it out today and play you a track, Curtis Mayfield's song, Close to You. Kevin Field is a fabulous pianist and keyboard player from Auckland. And The A-List is one of his very best albums, in my humble opinion. I'm going to play a track from it to close the show. Here's Left Field, and it features the wonderful Matt Penman on bass. I'm Paul Knees, and this has been Soundwave. Ka kite anō. Thank you.
This program was produced at Coast Access Radio with the support of New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Timotu.